Good morning.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, what have you got for us this morning?
Today, Fences, film that's been nominated for many, many, many awards.
All of them, really, isn't it?
Just about all of them, yes. I'd say, yes. Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, you name it, and various other awards in other, it's huge. Anyway, Fences stars Denzel Washington, Viola Davis, Stephen Henderson, Michael T. Williamson. Do you remember him from Forrest Gump?
I do.
Well, he's in this. Yeah, well, that's it. I haven't seen him since then, and now he's back.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's disappeared, and now he's in this. Jovan Adepo and Russell Hornsby round out the cast. Fences, it's also directed by Denzel Washington.
Of course.
I don't know that he's actually nominated for Best Director, though, in the Academy Awards, though.
Hmm.
Anyway, look, this is adapted from the Tony and Pulitzer Award-winning play, Fences. It's the story of family patriarch Troy Maxson, played by Denzel Washington. He's a man with an opinion on everything and everyone. Based on his own experiences growing up poor and black in the early part of the 20th century, the trouble is he has little respect for the opinions of others, including those of his own family, or the fact that times are starting to change. It is the late 1950s now, and the civil rights movement is starting to gain a bit of traction in the United States. His long-suffering wife, Rose, is played by Viola Davis, and she's been nominated for an Academy Award for this performance. Anyway, look, Fences, it's an absolute ordeal. There's no denying the brilliance of the acting from Denzel Washington and Viola Davis and the rest of the cast, but it's just so wordy. Like I said, it's based on a play.
Yeah, of course.
People don't shut up in this film. They just don't. The rapid-fire dialogue. You just feel like you're being berated, especially by Denzel Washington's character. And Maxson is such an obnoxious, bitter, self-righteous, arrogant, hypocritical bully of a man. It's difficult to feel any empathy for his character at all. And the film moves particularly slowly. You just wish that one of his long-suffering family members would take one of those fence palings that he's using and cutting up and perhaps use it on him. Oh, just to put us all out of our misery. It's just really, really frustrating. He's such a mean old bastard that he, denies his family opportunities at times because he refuses to acknowledge a changing world and then piles on other humiliations, which I won't go into because I don't want to give you any spoilers.
Good.
And then the moral of the story seemed to be that we should just love and respect this man in spite of all this, because this is the sort of guy that falls back on the "I put a roof over your head, clothes on your back and food in your belly" argument to demand respect. And it's just so infuriating. Like I said, Fences, it's a real ordeal. It's about 2 hours, 13 minutes, I think, and I felt like I'd been psychologically and emotionally abused for most of it. I would jump fences to avoid a repeat screening of this film. But each to their own.
Each to their own. So if you do feel like just over 2 hours of family ordeal, it could be yours.
A family drama. Beautiful family drama.
But look, just looking at it technically, do you think it's deserving of some of the nods it's been getting?
I don't know about Best Picture. It is a little bit clunky. It's adapted from a play, and sometimes the transitions from scene to scene are a bit awkward. And also I feel like some of the dialogue perhaps could have been removed to make it more filmic.
Yep.
Rather than just like a film of a play. It is kind of overwhelming at times.
All right, caveat emptor if you've been deciding that you're going to watch all of the Oscar nominees. We'll talk more cinema this time next week.
I look forward to it.
I look forward to it too.